All right, Justin, we rolling.
We rolling.
This is the Bromano Podcast. We're here on a Sunday. We got Monday. Ken Williams. What is it, Memorial Day?
It's Memorial Day.
We got Clinton Williams and Justin, as always. We just had dinner. Alex was over here. We had some...
Freeloader.
Just a bunch of food.
Rolled through.
Yeah. He's like, hey guys, what's up? All having some food, right?
Yeah, we had five plates set up, and it was like, how are you eating?
But, so yeah, we just had a really good meal. We made some salad, made some meat, some good stuff.
Lots of meat. We had ribs.
Liver.
Chorizo, bratwurst.
Yeah, some chicken.
Chicken.
What else did you guys have?
Chicken breast. Did I say liver? I think you said liver. Ribs. I'm just repeating myself.
A little bit of corn.
We had some corn. I didn't have corn.
It's a green.
We had salad. I made a salad for these guys. It was really good. Some avocado, some peppers. Market on the move. I'm going to throw it out there again. It was really good. Got a lot of vegetables.
Saturday mornings?
So, yeah. If you guys want to go.
Saturday mornings.
Hit me up. 7 o'clock. I don't know. We're just going to kind of free ball it today. Clinton went to Comic-Con up in Phoenix. Hung out with... Who'd you hang out with up there?
I hung out with Chris, Ash, Tim, Jeff Tolley, Mr. Allen, Josh Allen.
Do I know Jeff Tolley?
Maybe. I don't know.
I don't think
Jeff's... Yeah, I don't know. I mean, he comes down sometimes, but I don't think... I don't know if you know him, but...
Cool. So how's that? What cool stuff did you see at Comic-Con?
I'm obsessed with this Jurassic Park game. Tim got me into
Jurassic
Park.
He's going to have like 5 hours on a plane
yeah.
to play with it. Right now, he wants to play with it.
It's time-based, so it's, you know, the Triceratops, I can harvest its rent money pretty much every 5 minutes.
Is it Dinosaur of the Game or is it Jurassic Park?
Yeah, it's weird, I don't know. But, Phoenix Comic Con, it was alright. I went 2 years ago. I didn't make it last year, but when I went 2 years ago, it was way better.
Holy shit, that sound just went off.
Nice. Yeah.
That's a refrigerator. Yeah,
clear the air. You think so?
Yeah. Oh, there's air. Oh, no, I can't breathe. I'm scared.
Justin's having a panic attack again.
Too much coffee, man.
It's like half a cup.
It's cold, man.
Yeah, but it was fun. I always enjoy going out to those things. I'm not like, you know, there's a lot of stuff that I don't know. There's a lot of, it's pretty anime heavy, furry heavy.
What's a furry?
Furry? I'll let you folks at home Google that and research it. There's some homework.
No. We'll talk about it right now.
Is it people that just dress up, or is it people...
Dress up in like a bunny suit or just like a furry type of animal, like a bear.
And they do have sex, or they...
Well, some people like dig that, like it's a fetish, yeah.
If you follow my vine, that's the only thing I'm buying from the...
It's furries.
At Clinton Williams over here, follow us on
Twitter. Yeah, I'm into it. But, yeah, it was cool just checking out. We got to see the Jurassic Park Jeep.
That was cool. Was it functional?
There weren't any people, like, that drove them. Tim, they had the Bumblebee, the Camaro from Transformers, and Tim said that was his boss's car or something like that. Or no, like a customer or something. I don't know. He knew, like, the person who drove that one and stuff. But, I mean, it's neat. Just tons of cool stuff to check out. The exhibition hall is huge, gigantic,
Like those weren't the actual cars from the movies, like the DeLorean and the Jurassic Park thing, or is that just like people like nerding out
fan,
and just
yeah,
you know
fan
like, remade
replica.
It?
Yeah,
rich nerds.
Like I said, there wasn't like any like plaques, you know, or any descriptions or anything about them, or no one was like hanging out to talk to them about it. It was like just straight up, they're just chilling
atmosphere.
Out there.
Yeah.
Just stole a helmet.
they had a helmet there. Exhibition hall is cool. They had some stuff set up there. Tons of Star Wars. Like they had a whole corner there with different backdrops from different settings of the movie sites and stuff that you could take pictures in. But it was cool. I mean, like I said, I hadn't been in a couple of years, so it was cool to check it out and everything. But just a lot of the big things they had. Like I think they had some like big Doctor Who stuff there. I'm not into that really, or haven't gotten into it, so I don't know. Firefly. I know that that series has got a big cult following. Like
isn't it like Serenity or something?
Yeah, I think Firefly was they came out with one season. I think it was Joss Whedon who did that. And then it got canceled, and I think they were able to do a movie.
The movie was Serenity.
Yeah, so I mean,
I watched those. It's good. Yeah. That got me into them.
Yeah, like I said, I mean, they definitely got like a cult following, and Josh Whedon, he has people that follow him. So I mean, anything.
Josh Whedon's the director of Avengers, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Buffy.
And Cabin in the Woods.
Cabin in the Woods, yeah.
That was tight.
But it was good. It was cool. We went. We checked out this one restaurant they just opened called Gadazooks, I think. It was like. Kind of like Chipotle, but for like enchiladas and stuff like that. But it was good. It was like pick your own meats. They had like short rib, chicken, some pork, and you pick your own cheese. They had like some different cheeses and pickled cabbage, pico. It was like a better version of Chipotle. I don't know. Like it was definitely cool.
Like upper scale?
Yeah, I would say so. A little bit. Not. I mean, the prices were about the same as Chipotle. So, I mean, it was like, you know, you're not paying a whole lot more. But it was definitely, it was good. It was nice to check out something new. But,
something new.
Is Comic-Con like something you do every 2 years?
So,
not every year? Because it's kind of like the same.
Yeah,
stuff.
I mean, it kind of sucks. Because, like, they don't release the schedule or anything for it until you got, like, you had to show up and get, like, a pamphlet there to see, like, the scheduling of, like, at what time. Like, at any given time, there's, like, 20 things going on at that time slot. So, you gotta, like, see what it is, you know, look up in the back what description of what it was.
Do they, like, release, like, teaser trailers or anything for like movies and stuff there?
No, not really. I think all the big Hollywood stuff sticks to San Diego. San Diego Comic-Con is the number one Comic-Con in America, and the number two is New York's Comic-Con, and number three is Phoenix's. So, I mean, we're pretty up there, like, which is cool. I think that's why we get kind of like the B-rate, like, people. Like, they had Andrea and Merle from The Walking Dead, and then, like, spoiler alert, they're not even, you know, in the series anymore, so it's like they're just getting cycled out. They had an actress from True Blood come through, but she was like a minor, not a huge character come through. It wasn't like a.
Did you see any celebrities?
Just that True Blood girl.
Yeah.
Really. Like True Blood woman or actress, but like I said, this year it was kind of more like Doctor Who's real big right now, so I could have walked by, you know. Doctor Who people, I don't know who that is, or like Serenity people or Firefly, like, I don't know. So, I mean, there were some people there talking about new Star Wars stuff, but we didn't go to any of those talks or anything. I don't know, what kind of power or what kind of knowledge those people have.
It's not going to be big for like in a few years.
Yeah, so I mean, it was all right. Christian and Jeff gave a talk, and it was really good. I was impressed, actually. They just did research on applying real science to like comic book stuff, and it's pretty cool. Like a lot of people actually showed up for it and were real receptive to it, and they asked questions, and it was legit.
What was like an example? Like?
They talked about the Hulk. Like if someone was really exposed to radiation, they're saying like more like there's a good chance that the Hulk is sterile because of. His junk being so sensitive to radiation that him being Asian. they talked about Wolverine, whether or not, you know, your body would adapt to having, like, metal throw out of it. Like, talked about mutation.
Aren't there actual people with metal
and they brought that up. They brought up the types of metals that you can use to, like, replace someone's hip or, you know, a kneecap or whatever.
Not adamantium? That wasn't one of them?
Yeah. they talked about a lot of stuff. They talked about the Hong Kong Fui, whether, you know, how smart a dog is. Like, they did some research on that. They did research on dolphins, Aquaman could really communicate with dolphins. Like, he talked about there was a study in the 70s where these scientists got some grant money and they got this tank where it was 80%, I think they said 80% helium, 20% oxygen. They just stuck it into the blowhole of the dolphins and like
What does that have to do with communication?
The theory was that it would make their voices higher, like, you know, because it does that to humans, but it didn't change it at all. And they didn't, after they did the study, like, all right, you know, this is whack, we'll go waste the money somewhere else. And so someone recently, you know, went back, they're like, well, we can't do that kind of experiment nowadays because with the, you know, way things are set up, we can't let that would be animal abuse. But they went over the data that was recorded and everything, and they're saying, you know what, that's really weird that, you know, because they assumed that they communicated a certain way.
I would not assume they would communicate through their blowhole.
Well, I think, because they breathe it in through their blowhole, and then, you know, how we breathe in helium? Yeah, and then how we talk, how it...
But I don't know if it would go past their vocal cords.
I mean, and then they did research, you know, about that, and they discovered, like, they communicate differently. Like, yeah, I mean, you have to look it up. I was just getting told this information. I wasn't, like, any hard facts.
That's interesting.
But
I'll check it out.
The same guy that did that experiment, he petitioned to get, like, some other grant money to create this, like, little sea lab that would float around. And they would have TVs that would go underwater and just show a picture of a ball. And it would have speakers that would, continually just project the sound ball. And, like, people would just hang out with dolphins and see if, like, they would associate...
It seems like the dumbest way to see if you communicate with a dolphin. Like,
that's what they're saying.
Let's put TVs underwater.
That's what they're saying.
Fucking...
It was, like, the 70s. Like, it was just, like,
there
weird.
There was some acid.
Yeah, like... And then they also were trying to get a grant money for... They're also trying to get grant money to get a space station that would have dolphins in it, and they would take it into space. And
who are these people?
Dude, they got into, like, Esquire magazine and, like, a bunch of... Or no, I don't know if... I don't know if it's Esquire. But they got into, some, like, a bunch of magazines, I guess. And,
like
people
wire.
Were throwing money at them. Yeah, I don't know, like... Yeah, like, just as it's the 70s, like, it was
probably,
weird.
I mean, aren't, like, dolphins one of the smartest mammals?
Yeah, I think,
I mean,
I think that was one other thing they said. I think they said, I think mice are the smartest, and then it goes dolphins and then humans. Something
mice?
Crazy, yeah. You'll have to do some independent research, I don't know. Or hit up Chris and Jeff and get some...
I don't know if I believe mice over, like,
maybe
a great ape or something.
I don't know, like I said, I don't, you know.
Okay.
Just
I'm not debating you.
Yeah. But it was cool, it was a good talk. Like, they talked about mutation and stuff like that, and how it relates to... humans and things like that, and how we do studies with, like, I think they're saying fruit flies, because you can make fruit flies really, really, really quick,
yeah.
And you can see how mutation, you know, because humans, you know, it takes us, you know,
yeah.
You can't study a human, you know, it'd take years and years and years, but with fruit flies, you can get that same data sped up, you know, over the course of a couple of weeks. So, talking about alligators, they can continually grow teeth back, so they're trying to. Know, specify that gene or whatever, like segregate it or separate it, yeah, and then like study that and apply it to humans. And I don't know, like I said, it was an interesting talk. You probably hit up Chris or
did
Jeff.
They record it? Yeah, recording
it? I don't know if anyone recorded it. That'd be good. I recorded just like a 10 second clip. I took a couple pictures, but like I said, they had a slideshow presentation and like notes and everything. So, I mean, I'm sure if you want to do it.
That's cool. We need to get Christian on here to talk about some of that stuff. Because obviously evolutionary biology ties
yeah.
into what I think.
Yeah, there you go. There you go.
You guys also understand
maybe
that
he could help you become the superhuman
yeah, exactly.
that you want to be.
Dude, I'm down.
The healthiest man on earth.
Yeah, that was a dumb comment. I didn't really mean that. That was what I aspired to. I hope no one took that literally.
I took it very literally.
Well, I mean, you saw me run short.
Everybody, I'm like, hey man, I know the fittest man on earth. I hang out with him.
Yeah.
We do CrossFit.
He makes me dinner.
The fittest man on earth is over here making me some dinner. And like...
I didn't say fittest, I said healthy.
Yeah, yes.
But that either way you look at it.
I mean, either way.
Not correct. Yeah. yeah. That's interesting.
Definitely.
So what's going on in your world, Ken?
Nothing much. It's crazy. I saw this Facebook post that you put today.
Oh,
that was talking about how you wanted to take someone's diet for 30 days and give you complete control over it.
Yeah.
What's the goal?
Is it scientific research? Like, what are you trying to do here?
Are we dolphins?
yeah, we got to
take
it on the
space.
Like, you leave on my blower?
I'm not getting near your blowhole. Right. No, I just, I would like to see if I could, like, apply everything that I've learned and every, like, just the way I've changed my diet to someone else and see if I can get the same results, because I think that, like, I haven't just seen, like, a body composition change. Like, I think, like, I believe my mental cognition is better. Like, I still have weird stuff, like, weird quirks, like, sometimes my short-term memory isn't that good, and, like, even, like, Justin can attest to that. But I used to be dyslexic. Did I bring this up last time? Like, mildly
but
dyslexic.
I've talked to you about it.
But I haven't, but I'm not anymore. Like, at work, I'm just, like, when I read numbers, it's, like,
wait, so you're dyslexia. Your dyslexia got better, but your short-term memory got worse.
No, my short-term memory just has weird.
No, it's always been.
It's always not been that. Like, I can't remember people's names because I can't associate it with anything. Like, it's like, hey, I'm John, but it's like, I'm like sizing them up, trying to take all their information in, and like someone's name is so arbitrary that it's like I can't connect.
I do that too.
Anything.
I focus more on like the introduction than I do on
remembering
their name.
It's like making the impersonation and then trying to be...
I think that's common.
But I mean, like, I also do have weird, like, short-term memory, like, losses. But sometimes, even with numbers, like, now, I feel like I can remember a sequence of numbers or a number that I, like, was looking at, but then I came back. Like, sometimes I'd have to... I used to have to, like, go to my phone, like, four times to get... like a number, not like a telephone number, but something. But now I can just do it like once, not like I'll remember. Like I feel smarter, which sounds weird, but I don't know. Like
I get it.
I'm listening, like listening to podcasts. Like I don't know if anyone wants to attest to it. Like I'm just like a fountain of information now.
So you're trying to get people to feel the same way as you?
Yeah, I'd like to like just test it on someone and be like, okay, if you could just. Because obviously, like, I've been changing my diet, like, for the past couple of years, so it's kind of been, like, a gradual change anyways. It'd be nice to see if I could just get someone be like, okay, this is what you're going to do, this, this, and this. You're probably going to be, like, it's going to be weird at the beginning, and you're not going to understand, like, you know, like, with the whole ketosis thing, like, going into, like, burning fat mode, it's going to feel weird. Like, you've never felt it before. but it's like... eventually you get over it and like it, you feel better afterwards. Like my sleep patterns are better, my like workouts are a lot better. Like I couldn't work out before very well because if I ate like a protein shake like an hour or 2 hours before, like my stomach would just, like you guys remember how like I would show up to the gym and I'd be like, oh, my stomach hurts really bad.
And smelly.
Well, yeah, I stopped wearing like deodorant hardcore because, you know, it's whatever. Just a social norm that I experiment. But I don't smell like bad anymore.
No,
and I don't wear like deodorant.
That is musky.
He doesn't wear deodorant.
So, like, I just want to see like if someone else would have the same effects.
Was there a certain...
I think people would feel better, and I think, like, people would... What I want to do is be like, okay, you're going to do this for 30 days, and then by the time it reaches 30 days, they're going to be like, wow, this feels good, I'm going to do this. And hopefully I can get someone to do a lifestyle change and someone to see things the way I see it and be like, okay, now I know that this works, and I can be, like, a nutritionalist or someone and just help people... get over whatever problems.
That would be cool if you actually got the guy from Supersize Me that has that show 30 Days.
Yeah.
To go on your diet.
For
pretty much
days.
The opposite.
That,
opposite.
What's his name? Shit. I don't remember.
Yeah.
But yeah. I can do that. But he's like a vegan now.
Really?
He was a vegan before it. And like that was part of... Someone debunked that movie. Not really debunked it, but they were like talking crap because he never released like a transcript of what he ate. So everyone's like, and of course he always like put on like syrup, and there was another documentary called, did you watch it? I don't think you watched it. It's called Fathead, where a guy like debunks and he's like, well, you could actually eat at these places if you did it correctly, and he like made his cholesterol better and all this stuff, and like, I don't know.
From like fast food restaurants?
Yeah. Because he did like the whole, like, you just eat half a bun, and he was doing like portion controls, and so he was basically not saying, he was saying it was not the food, it was just the sheer amount of like calories and like the soda and all that like other stuff. It wasn't like the beef, basically.
Yeah.
It wasn't the beef or the whatever. And then it also talked about, it wasn't like the beef and the fat and stuff. He was trying to debunk the whole like cholesterol causes heart disease thing. And it was interesting. When I first watched it, I was like, this is complete horseshit. This was when I was in Minnesota. And then, like, when I got back and I started, like, researching, like, other stuff, and I listened to podcasts, and I started, like, trying some of that stuff, and then listening to, like, the scientific research behind it, I started trying it, and that's where I've made my transition or whatever. So that was a part of it. But I thought the documentary was complete bullshit when I first watched it. Like, this is BS. Like,
What documentary?
It's called Fathead. Yeah.
Yeah. Is she eating?
Morgan Spurlock is his name.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah. So.
No, she's not.
So when you made this Facebook post, did you have a certain type of person in mind, or were you honestly just like taking anybody who wanted to be a part of it?
But I wanted someone. No, I didn't have any specific person in mind. I just want someone who's willing to do it. That's it. Like, I'm not going to try and force anyone to do something that they don't want to do. That's why I said, like, I've been thinking about doing this post for a long time, but I wanted someone who would, that's why I said, like, if you need, I want complete control, and I want you to be focused or whatever.
Yeah, a lot of self-control.
I think it's going to be hard to find someone that is willing to do that. Like, obviously, you know, people are going to say, yeah, I'd love that, I'd like that, but Keith was?
Keith was, but I don't know. Like, he was open to it, but he hasn't really, like, talked to me too much about it.
I mean, it's scary, man. Like,
yeah.
Giving someone else control of your life.
But, okay. Like,
I mean, it's the same as seeing a dietitian, but, like, at the same time.
Yeah, totally. It's
not a dietitian who's full of shit, basically.
Ooh.
Oh, okay.
No. Shots fired.
No, yeah, so, I don't know.
Bam, bam, bam. Bam.
I've heard multiple like dietitians say multiple different things, and it's some of them I agree with, some of them I don't, or I do agree with them on some things and I don't on other things. Like, some of them will look at XYZ research and they won't look at the other research, and the whole, I don't know, like, fats are bad. It's not all fats; it's just specific type of.
How much time would you be willing to commit to that, though? Because I feel like that's almost a full-time job for you to monitor these people's diet, help them with it.
Yeah, that's, you know, why I would have cook. To, basically, I would have to, like, take maybe, like, a weekend, or it might take, like, a week or two to get into it, to show them, like, what I made tonight kind of is what I eat every night, kind of, you know, but I switch it up.
Yeah.
Like, some nights I'll have fish, some nights I'll have, like, steak, some nights I'll have chicken, some nights I'll have, but it's basically the same thing. So yeah, that might be hard for people because they want variety, and I could try to switch it up, like just talk to them about what they eat, and then just make like minor tweaks and stuff. Because I think the problem is like people haven't gotten to the bottom of what is and what isn't healthy. Like, they're told, oh well, whole grains are healthy, and you know, butter is unhealthy. Well, I don't think that's true. I think grains are unhealthy, and I think butter is healthy if it's a certain type of butter. Or coconut oil is good, and olive oil is good if you don't cook it. Because just from listening to the research and everything, you know.
Yeah.
Or like certain type of meats or certain type of whatever. So even like my stance from the first podcast, like how I said, like eating lean meats, I don't really believe in that anymore, because it's like I eat like grass-fed lamb, which has a lot of fat on it, and like I just eat the fat. It doesn't. So yeah. So it's like the difference of what like a lot of nutritionalists say and what I have heard and what I think is true. But even for me, like, I could agree that it's not the right thing for... It may not be the right thing for someone else. But... So, I'd like to try it, and if it doesn't work, I'd probably, like, back off and not care anymore. But I'm coming to the conclusion that people don't really... They aren't willing to make that change because it's too hard and there's too many, like, social norms. Like, I would tell you, you can't eat what your parents cook. Or you can't go to a restaurant for it.
Yeah, they got to be committed for those 30 days if they want to see.
Yeah. And it's like, tough, even at work, you know, like, I was talking to Justin about this earlier. Like, if someone offers you a donut, like, you're going to have to come up with an excuse. You're going to have to say, oh, I'm diabetic. I can't have that. Someone offers you like a bagel, like you're gonna have to say, "Oh, I have celiac disease. I can't eat that." Like, just make up BS, but have it be consistent and just
on this plane. You don't have to lie to your loved ones.
Basically, that's all you really have to do is say that you're diabetic, so you can't have sugar, and you have
so
celiac
much pressure.
So many social norms are designed behind eating.
Yeah, at my job, we get tips like every morning, like, here's a box of donuts for everyone to share. It's like, all right, cool. This will really make me work fast.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it does, but.
I mean, it works.
All right, that jelly donut in there?
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's going to be hard. There were a lot of people who responded to it, but I don't know if they really understand what it would be like.
It's like, yeah, I'd like to be healthy. Oh, I gotta work at it.
Yeah. But
what I'm saying. I feel like they would expect you to do a lot of the work for them in terms of.
I would, but it might be hard finding the time, like you said.
They're calling you like stressed out.
No.
What am I eating?
I could, like, I have time during the day. I could help them out, but then I do CrossFit at night, so it's kind of hard. But like on the weekends, I could like do stuff and show them.
Yeah,
stuff.
We got obligations.
You didn't say I couldn't have Reese's.
So, imagine like someone telling them, like, oh man, ever since Frank went on AJ's, his friend AJ's guy, he's got like lilac disease. Like, he's got diabetes now.
No, that's the thing.
His skin's all yellow.
You don't tell someone you're on a diet because then they'll just ask you dumb questions about, like, oh, whatever. You don't need a diet. Like, people at my job ask me stuff like, they're like, oh, do you want that? I was like, no, I can't, like, eat sweets and stuff. My mom had type 2 diabetes, which she does, so I wasn't really lying. But, like, you have to say stuff like that other than, like, oh, well, I don't eat that. And then they go into why, and then I have to explain to them, well, I'm on a paleo diet with all this nonsense. And
I say no thanks.
Exactly. Yeah. So, yeah, I like to make, like, true excuses for things. Like, people ask me about going in the sun. It's like, I can't go into the sun with my face because it's damaged from the sun. So.
Tell him diarrhea.
Diarrhea. Diarrhea. So, but I think half of the battle is, like, cutting through all the BS and telling someone, like, this is healthy, this is not, here's the spectrum, this is what you should eat. And I think a lot of people would be surprised.
And technically, it's not really that hard. It's eat meat, eat vegetables,
and then some oils.
Some oils and some butter.
Yeah.
What about beer?
Beer has wheat in it, so it's not gluten free. So
gluten-free beer.
So if you want to drink alcohol, the two closest things would be wine or meat. Drink wine or meat, but you probably shouldn't drink alcohol because your body treats it like a poison. Like, it goes to your liver for detox.
And you don't drink anymore.
No.
And that's because it's not paleo?
It's because I mean, there's multiple reasons. Susceptibility to depression, my alcoholism runs in my family, and I don't like the way it makes me feel. And then, you know, you drink a little bit, you drink more, you know, like the whole whatever, and then you start throwing
drink
up.
Drink a soda drink? You drink a whiskey drink.
And then you're throwing up in the corner of the room, telling yourself you're never going to do this again. You feel like shit, and then you do it a week later. And so yeah, that's why I just don't like it. Like, it's not because it's not paleo, it's just because I don't care for it.
If you, like, hypothetically went to Vegas, would you drink?
I might, I don't know. Like, I feel like I would like to have a good time, but also with, like, there's consequences to drinking and
do you think like if you went a long time without drinking on this strict diet you are, that it would like mess you up?
I would get drunk
like
faster.
One shot would just do you in.
No. Right, two or three
and I'd probably be
good.
Yeah.
Would that mess up your whole like system? Or would it?
I don't know. I mean, there is there is the idea of like hormesis, where if you do a little bit of something for a long enough time, that your body will adapt to it and your body can actually be stronger from it. Like smoking hookah, if you smoke hookah or a cigarette like every 2 weeks or 3 weeks, your lungs will have a response to the smoke and they'll heal better. Like strong, kind of like working out. Like you don't want to work out like all day every day, like smoke a cigarette all day every day, but you want to work it out, and then you want it to repair itself stronger than it was before. And that's like it's a term in biology. Like it's just a theory in biology. But yeah, that's hormesis. So people like in an example would be like the Japanese with the radiation. From like the 1940s or whatever.
Hiroshima?
They're saying like some of them had just Hiroshima? Small amounts of radiation over a long period of time, and they kind of developed an immunity to that. I don't know how true that is, but that would be an example of it. Are we vining right now? Is that what's going on?
No, I'm just taking a picture. It's just an adorable picture of Clinton and his cat.
An adorable picture.
What's about?
Dude, this should be framed.
That's actually really good.
Well, put that as the cover.
This picture, yeah, that picture will be the cover of this podcast.
Oh, man.
So, yeah, I don't know. We'll see how it works out. Some people, like Zach was saying, he wanted to do it. It'd be easier if that person lived with me. So,
yeah.
With Keith, if he lives with me, I think I could like influence it. And if I made the food...
Yeah.
They would eat it, like, you know, you guys ate a lot of the food I made. It was good, right? Like,
yeah.
Could you eat something like that every night?
Yeah, you could cook for me any night.
Yeah,
you should start your own like Food Network reality show, like
soup kitchen.
People move in with you and they have to eat.
Paleo. Going paleo
AJ.
With Romano. Yes. It's 2 bedrooms.
Guy Fieri hair and everything.
Yeah, I'm not gonna do that. So yeah, I mean that is kind of the idea, is possibly making a career out of it, or just helping people or whatever, you know, just kind of, you know. So it'd be fun to try it. I don't know.
Oh yeah.
Hopefully people will be receptive to it. So.
Yeah, they'd better.
Yeah.
Life.
How? I mean, let's have a conversation about like how much you have changed your diet lately. Like, I know you haven't done completely one thing or the other, you kind of just do whatever, but you've changed what you eat.
Yeah.
Do you think it makes you feel a little bit better?
Like, yeah, it makes me feel way better.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, gives me more energy, perform better in the gym. Like, usually, like, when people go to the gym and stuff, and they eat bad, you end up throwing up or something, or getting nauseated. But
what
I don't
do.
Dude, my fingers look weird. But yeah, so I feel way better.
Yeah.
What exactly
do you do? I don't even know what you eat during the day.
Eggs in the morning, chicken and vegetables for lunch, for dinner. Like I've been trying to do the fats before workouts, like peanut butter and avocado, and then
avocado.
Then after, load up on carbs, like sweet potatoes and grain. Like sometimes I have like oatmeal or something, like something just to get the energy. Fruit, give me energy. Only thing I've noticed since I've switched to that, as opposed to what I've been doing, is I've been losing weight, kind of. Maybe not so much weight, just I feel like I'm losing density, like muscle density.
Really?
Yeah, I don't feel as big as I was when I was eating like... just
monster,
5 meals a day, like lots of carbs and lots of like sweet potatoes, rice, and meat. I feel like I've been losing like my muscle density, but it hasn't been really affecting me in the gym, so that's kind of weird.
Maybe just cutting fat and stuff.
Yeah, probably just cutting fat and getting more lean. So we'll see though. Like I've been, this week I really want to go hard on like the 5x5s of heavyweight.
Yeah.
Make sure I'm not losing any, you know, strength or anything.
Yeah.
I don't tune my diet to that.
Yeah, it's probably you're losing like I think carbs like pasta and rice and all that stuff like retains a lot more water, carbohydrates. Yeah. But I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Because like when you eat like a lot of pasta or something, like there's a lot of water weight in it, and it's like you feel bloated and stuff. But if you eat, you know, like a small amount of protein or like a lot of protein, and then like, you know, just a little bit of fat is like a lot of calories, and you feel full, but you're not like bloated. Like I don't feel bloated after that meal.
I think when we started this workout back in February, when we started like working out, I weigh like probably 170 something, 78 maybe. I'm down to like 163.
Yeah.
So I lost weight, but hopefully gain it back in muscle.
Well, I think so. If you're benching more than you've ever benched before,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Is that right?
I mean, the cardio's gone up. Like seriously, like CrossFit is awesome.
Yeah.
I love it a lot.
We'll talk about the CrossFit workout we did today. But
yeah.
Clinton, you wanna speak your experience out there? What are you doing these days in terms of diet?
I mean, yeah, Clinton,
how do you feel about it?
You know,
he's the one that lost most of it.
Lost most weight and really got done with it.
Yeah, I plan on like coming out with a thing I'll post. I took a bunch of pictures and stuff along the way. I lost like over 20 pounds, 20 pounds ish, a little over 20.
That's only 5 months.
5 months, yeah, about that. I started off like I said, I'll probably do a whole solo podcast about it, or like a Facebook post or something. But like I said, post pictures and like more in depth about the diet I was on and stuff. Like I started out, I just tried to get eat as least processed foods as I could, and I cut out like a lot of carbs and stuff and breads and things. I was eating sweet potatoes, purple potatoes. A lot of fruit and stuff. Like I said, just all natural, like if I was hungry. I got into like smoothies a lot. Protein powder helped like add a lot of flavor, and it helped get protein intake and everything. So I was eating smoothies, like 2-3 smoothies a day. With meals and everything, but like, you know, instead of snacking on something, just, you know, make a smoothie. And then lately I've been trying like the carb backloading. Like Justin was saying, high fats in the beginning of the day and then get all your carbs post-workout. Trying that out and seeing how that's going. It's going well. I mean, I don't know if it's had major effects around the same time I started doing that. We started doing CrossFit, and I know CrossFit is going to be a big change because just intense workouts and stuff and very, very structured. Opposed to what we were doing before. I mean, what we were doing before was kind of more what we were feeling. You know, if someone didn't want to do shoulders, we'd mix it up, or, you know, doing a routine, not everyone felt.
And your intensity is different, like.
Yeah, I mean, if you're not feeling it that day, it's hard to get motivated, you know, but when you go to CrossFit, like, the whole workout is right there on the board, and you're not competing with other people, but you can, if you want, like, you can kind of, it helps motivate, you know, like, the three of us, kind of.
And people cheer each other on, like, even if they're not, like, us three, it's other people too. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but and then I've been trying like the intermittent fasting, where I just fast in the morning a little bit. I'm working on it though. Like the last 2 days, like the end of last week, I was getting like real. I could feel like my blood sugar or like it dropped. Like I was getting like kind of dizzy-ish. And it wasn't cool. So I was trying to prolong it to at least fast. Ideally, you want to fast like 16 hours from. You know, last time you ate the night before till the next day, which would be like around 11 or 12. But I'm going to have to cut it to like 10 or 9:30 or something like that, just because I was feeling too weird. Like I was getting headaches too. I didn't like how I felt. So obviously, you know, it wasn't working. So I'm going to change it and switch it up and do something that works for me. You know, that's like AJ said, you know, a ton of times, like that's the whole point of all this. It's whatever works for you that, you know, experiment with different things. There's all different diets out there, different ways to go about doing things, and just whatever works for you, whatever you feel comfortable with, and whatever you like. But
yeah, and I don't do intermittent fasting. Well, I mean, I do, but I don't eat nothing. Do you eat nothing in the morning?
Yeah, I don't. Like, I don't, I'm not a big coffee person. I'm not a big hot tea either. So, I mean, for me, it's easy to just go to work, like, drink some water. Like, just drink water throughout the morning, and, like, I'm fine, just doing that, like, skipping breakfast. I pretty much just moved my morning. I would have normally, like, a smoothie with, like, some oatmeal and stuff in it. Like, oatmeal, it would be almond milk, frozen fruit, like a banana, and like some oatmeal, just plain oatmeal thrown in there, blended up, and I would drink that on my work. Protein powder in there too. So it was like high carbs, protein, sugar, and I mean, the idea about intermittent fasting is like in the morning you're real sensitive, your body is, and it's still like there's like a like the growth hormone and stuff like that. You want to keep that going as long as you can. So I mean that's the idea behind it, but like I said, I was waiting too long to eat, so cut it back. You know, like I said, I mean that's one thing that's cool. It's like it's your body, and you can kind of like experiment, yeah. Like control what you put into it and what you get out and stuff. So
yeah, that's good. Well, like I do with the intermittent fasting, but I do it with like the coffee, butter, coconut oil. Stuff. Mm-hmm. So it's not, I don't have any nutrients. It's just a bunch of, fat. So it doesn't really break your fast. Like I was doing some research, like protein and carbs will break your fast, but straight fat won't. So it keeps like the growth hormone going. Yeah. I haven't researched too much about like how the hormone stuff works, but I know fat helps tremendously with hormone production and stabilization in your body.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's why I think some people who don't eat a lot of fat, especially like myself, when I wasn't like, you don't feel right, or like you get depressed, or you can't like, I don't know, like it's important to have fat, like it helps regulate your hormones and everything, so.
Yeah, I'm not a big morning person either, so like I don't get up real, real early and like, you know, I'm usually like getting up and then like everything go. I know where my like uniform is. I grab that, put it on, you know, brush your teeth, comb your hair. Like I'm out. Like I'm going within like 15-20 minutes of like waking up. Like I'm ready to go. So I kind of like waking up and like hanging out and stuff. I'm not really like that. Like I just like to get up and then go. Like get ready and just leave. Like that's why like, I pack a lot of my lunches. Like. I have them pre-packed. Yeah, pre-packed meals all ready to go. So like, I just grab one of those and then head to work. And when I was eating smoothies, you know, I had all the stuff was right there. It was just like the almond milk, powder, protein powder, frozen fruit, or the banana. Just throw it on the thing, blend it, and drink it on the way to work. So it was like,
it's kind of weird. Like talking to people, a lot of people don't like. Even my parents, they're like, "Yeah, I'm not really like a morning eater." And then, like, everyone tells you, they're all, like, nutritionalists or whatever, they tell you to eat, you know, breakfast is the most important meal and all that, and it might not be necessarily true that breakfast is, like, the most important meal. I think my theory is that people, they want you to eat breakfast so once you do get your, like, afternoon hunger, you're not in like starving mode.
Yeah.
So you're gonna make a bad decision on like, okay, I need to eat now. What's the closest food? Mm-hmm. Oh, a McDonald's, and then I'm gonna gorge.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think a lot of people have a misconception on that. Is like, I think a lot of people think they wake up, they need to eat breakfast, get ready, yeah, then do their thing.
Like to boost their metabolism.
Exactly. As to where like, you know, when I eat breakfast, I'm like an hour into work before I eat breakfast. You know, I'm up for like two yeah, plus hours before I'm eating actually my breakfast.
Yeah.
You know, when kids wake up for school, you know, like you wake up, you get ready, like you shower, you get ready, and you go to school. Like that, you know, like you have that much time, and there's not, you know, sometimes there's not time for breakfast or, you know, actual like sit down meal. But like I feel like, you know, when I wake up in the morning, like I'm not hungry. Like I don't want to eat. You know.
Most people.
But once I'm like up and going, like then, you know, I get hungry, and that's when I will eat a breakfast. You know?
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's, and some of the basic knowledge stuff like that is just, it's not based in, like, reality. It's just like, well, how could we try and change this, when someone just gorges and eats, you know what I mean? Like, okay, well, let's tell them to eat in the morning so they don't eat as much as lunch, and then whatever. You know, like, that was maybe not necessarily the thought process, but that's why they came to that conclusion. Because I never ate breakfast in the morning when I was a kid. Like, I did sometimes, but not very much. Like, on the weekends I did. But yeah, a lot of people just say, like, yeah, I'm not hungry in the mornings.
And they get too caught up in what they're doing, and then it's lunchtime, and then they're starving.
Yeah.
What you're talking about.
Yeah. And then they're like, okay, what's around? All right, I'm going to go eat that.
I kind of find it
or
like...
Or there's, like, donuts in the break room or bagels or something.
You know? I'm kind of like, I'll be up and I'll eat breakfast, and then I'll skip lunch. And then I'm starving by dinner, and then I'll just eat, like, one more meal, and that's it. Like, that's what I eat for the day. I mean, I might snack a little bit, but, like, that's...
Yeah.
I don't know.
So... Yeah, I don't know. With the whole diet stuff, like, I've listened to a lot of different things on, like, how your body responds to eating at different times in the day. In the morning, you're, like, more insulin sensitive, or is it resistant? Which one? I don't know. But, like, your insulin, if you eat something in the morning, your insulin's going to spike higher and then crash more than if you eat something at lunch. Like, I could draw it out, but it's like a really high wave and then a deep, you know, recovery. And then for lunch, it's a high wave, but it's not as high as the other one. And then a less of a, you know, dip, and then a little bit of a recovery. And then for dinner, it's, you know, just kind of like a small raise, and then it kind of evens out and then goes down into night, like when you sleep. And that's like what most people's insulin cycle is. But if you wake up and you don't eat fat, you don't get that insulin spike. And that response you're getting is your thyroid? I don't know. It's something, your pancreas is releasing insulin to combat the sugar, and that's putting like a lot of strain on people's bodies. And then they get the crash, and then they're, you know, then they're like, oh, they feel like crap, and they feel like they need to eat something, so that's like breakfast, snack, then they have their lunch, and then snack, and then they have dinner. And then there's the whole idea of like five small meals a day, which I don't believe in either. That's kind of like silly. A lot of bodybuilders do it, but I think that's just strictly from the point of view that they have to eat so much that they can't eat it all within a certain time period. Like, they just have to spread it out over the day because their stomach can't handle all of it at once. But, so I don't know about that. But that's kind of my theory on it. But, I mean, I've seen the best cutting results from just, like, eating fat in the mornings and just waiting a long time to eat lunch. And usually lunch is really high fat. And everything's high fat until I work out, and I have a really good workout, and then I just carb load it out after that, and then just go to sleep and do it all again the next day. So
you guys have been hitting the gym like pretty frequently for the past few months?
Yeah, the past 4 months. I'd say it took us, how long do you think it took us to get like going to the gym where we were actually like getting in a rhythm? And not
took
just
probably about a month, I think.
Like a month?
Like 3 weeks?
A
couple weeks, 3 weeks, yeah.
What do you say, Justin?
To like really get going?
When would you say we really got going? Is that when we started doing like the Chris workout, or like a couple weeks before that?
Yeah, probably around there.
Okay, so yeah, that was probably like 2-3 weeks into
it. 2-3 weeks. Do you guys like still have goals? Because I feel like you've kind of have your diet, and that's that's kind of taken over.
My goal is just to be as, lean as possible.
The healthiest man in the world.
Yeah, the healthiest man alive, obviously. No, but, I want to be really lean, but I also want to do it in a way that's healthy and it's not going to, you know, be detrimental to my body. Like, I'm not going to starve myself,
right.
You know what I mean? But, so I don't know. Right now I'm kind of, like, stabled out in terms of, like, cutting, but I'm in good shape. I like where I'm at. Maybe CrossFit will
Justin, do you have any Mark Wahlberg, Vin Diesel goals?
Or? not that big.
come on, I'm not that big.
I mean,
I'm just one man.
Mark Wahlberg, obviously, too bad.
Yeah, I teeter totter between what I want to have, and that's probably an issue. I don't know if I want to be lean. Like, of course, I want like the muscles like to come out, you know, be ripped and whatever. But at the same time, I kind of want to be a little bit bigger.
Strong.
I just want to be strong, and be ripped. Strong and ripped. Depending on whatever size I am, that doesn't matter. Just as long as I'm, you know. Making progress is probably my biggest thing now.
You want to be the next Ant-Man, pretty much.
I want to be Ryan Gosling.
Ryan Gosling?
With, I can lift.
Do you think Ryan Gosling has, it's going to be awkward, a better body than I do?
Hey, girl.
Who do you think is more ripped, me or Ryan Gosling in that one photo?
You might have to Google image that.
That's my,
That's PC for you.
IMs?
Yeah,
no. You got AIM?
I'm not online.
Saved by the bell. Next question.
what were your goals? Did you have any? Do you still have any?
Like I said, I'll go in more in depth in this, but I was like the heaviest I'd ever been, like the biggest.
You know, like
my clothes weren't fitting anymore.
Culver's number one customer.
Yeah, I was like hitting Culver's hard. Like, I was just balling out, dude, just like living a dream.
Did you hook it? Yeah, that's a good thing to have. You can't hook Apple to a PC, it's gonna freak out.
It's called iTunes, it's the middleman.
I'm gonna sync it. It's on auto. No, I'm just kidding.
No, sorry.
So were you at a point where like,
yeah, I was just like,
you just jumped in with these guys, or was it a point where you like I need to make a change?
How we came together was just kind of just like just all clicked. Yeah, like
I don't even remember.
I think it was like Justin started going to that gym across the street, Shoes, with Rory. Like, he's like, yo, like, you know, I'm trying to get everything back going, you know, at the gym. And I was like, yeah, it's right across the street from me. I'm right there in that same boat. I like, you know, I want to get going, try this health thing out, see what's good, and then talk to our man here. We need the inside man, the healthiest man alive. We're like, you got to hit this guy up, right? Like, what's he doing? And AJ wasn't going real consistently at the time and stuff, and but he was looking to get into it again, too. And so we all just kind of like, it was just motivation. I think that's the biggest thing, to get into this motivation, all three of us. Like, we had time to use towards it, and we utilize that, and I just went at it. Like I said, I feel probably the best health wise I've felt. You know, like, I played sports when I was younger, but I think I probably, you know, that was when I was younger, but you know, everyone wants to be as skinny as they were in high school and stuff like that, and but I think I'm definitely the fittest I've ever been, and I just want to see how far I can go with
that. You lost a lot of weight? Or?
Yeah, like I said, I mean, I lost like 20 pounds. I mean, but in the end,
how
it's
long?
Not...
Four,
it's
four
not,
months, though, what you guys say?
It's like four, 5 months from the beginning, but 4 months of actually, like, once you get into it. It takes, for the gym, it takes like about a month to get into it, I would say.
Yeah.
3 weeks.
You start, I mean, we went in there not knowing how to lift certain ways and do certain things.
If you started out CrossFit, I think it would take you like a week.
Yeah, CrossFit, yeah. They teach you the weights and they teach you everything. We went in there blinded, not knowing what to do.
We were like kids in the corner with our hands.
CrossFit's intimidating. It's intimidating for sure.
But I would say like we are like some of the best there, aside from like four people. Like, there's not that many like people who go consistently.
Yeah,
they're a lot of girls and a lot of I mean,
that's
smashed it out, you know?
That's what's cool about CrossFit. Like, you don't have to be the strongest guy in the gym to be good at CrossFit or to be blown it out. Like, they have, a set weight that is kind of the standard, and you can, you know, do that weight or go below it, or you do whatever fits you, you know what I'm saying? They have one set for women and one set for men. And
they give you the skills to succeed.
They give you the tools. You gotta bring the skills.
Enterprise.
They'll pick you up.
Like, you gotta get there. But yeah, it's cool. I mean, like I said,
You gonna start coming with us? You gonna start coming with us?
You know what? Actually, it's interesting.
You want to try my diet? Uh-oh. You would be easy. Oh, because, oh, man. Here we go. Ken, you live by yourself? You live by yourself?
I do.
Okay.
Third bud. <That's
laughs> And then he's like, yeah, man, whatever you want.
But I also feel like you, like, okay, so I listened to a podcast where Chris Kressler is one of the guys. He's like an acupuncturist who I listen to, but he's like, he's really like, he's kind of like me, except he actually does the research. I just listen to people who do the research. But he's like really smart, open-minded. He was talking about a guy that came in and he tried like all these different diets, like, you know, just trying to eat quinoa and like broccoli and like just, you know, like all the basic like normal health stuff. And then so I guess I don't know what happened where he like left Chris Kressler's practice or whatever, but then he came back and he was like a new man. And he's like, what have you been doing? He's like, well, I just started, you know, hanging out with my friends 2 or 3 times a week and just had beer and pizza. And for some people, it just takes, you know, you can't, like, cut yourself off from everyone and just be, like, depressed and, like, hating your life and hating what you're eating and all this stuff. Like, it's not going to give you, you know, your body's not going to respond very well to that. But if you, like, where you're at and you're, like, not unhappy, like, you can still be, like, healthy, you know what I mean? And you say, like, you feel really good, like, right? Like, you're in a good place in your life right now. And health isn't all about what you put in your mouth, you know, or what.
Here's what I'm going to come out. If you can get this set up in 3 days and start June 1st to June 30th,
ooh,
I will do it.
The challenges come back to you.
Because that's this summer, like, that's going to be a very, like, open time for me. Like, I'll be able to actually, like, commit to that.
Yeah. Okay. Let's do it.
If you want, like I said, but it's May 27th. If you want to set that up in 3 days, like, if you can get
me
my...
Yeah, I'll tell you what I do, and you tell me what you do.
But like I said, but like there's, I think, I feel like, we were talking about earlier, there's a lot that goes into it. Like, you having to explain to me, like, what groceries to even buy, and maybe even how to cook them.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I've already learned a few things.
Just
chilling with you guys here, but...
I would be willing to invest the time. We would just kind of have to find it. You could call me, FaceTime, do whatever, man.
YouTube helps me a lot. I don't want to call you yet or ask them questions.
Another question you just asked me earlier that we kind of skipped over was, do I want to come with you guys to the gym? I actually used to go with a couple guys, and I don't know if you guys have heard of Advocare, but like when I was in high school, a lot of my friends sold it, and we were on this like Spartan diet type thing, and we went to the gym consistently, you know, like 5 times a week. And, you know, that was probably, like, when I was in the best shape of my life. And I was so used to going with, a group of guys that, like, I couldn't work out by myself because I felt like I couldn't, you know, like, guys were talking about encouragement and stuff.
It's like
I felt
like camaraderie.
I couldn't put up the same weight because I didn't have, like, the help. I didn't have, like, the encouragement.
That's true. That's definitely true.
But what I found is after I've been working out by myself is that it's completely 180'd. Like, I can't work out with other people because it just throws me off. Like, I've already come to my set, like, workout. Like, I know what I'm going to do. I know how to do it. I know what I can lift. I know what to increase it by. Then when you throw in other people, it's like...
It slows you down.
Yeah, it's like, you know, like a kid changing schools. Like, it was, you know, it's just like, I can't, like, fit in with that anymore. And I kind of have to do it on my own now because that's what I'm used to.
That's where I think CrossFit benefits you. Like, you do it by yourself. But at the same time, you're doing it with other people.
Yeah, you don't have to wait for, like, the bench to get open. I mean, sometimes you have to wait for the pull-up bar to be open. But there's other pull-up bars you can go to. Like, there's some that I like just because there's tape and stuff. But,
like, I'm not sitting there talking to AJ like, oh, man.
It's like
we're going.
The timer's going. You're going to go until the timer's done or you're done.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So,
yeah.
I like that about that. But I agree with you because sometimes, like, I'll go with people and I'm like, if there's too many people, it's like a circulation that takes too long. It's like, I could have done like 3 sets by now, and we're taking two. So I know what you're saying, but yeah. What was the Spartan diet? Can you tell us about that?
It was honestly just a purely a workout. There was really no like diet.
Oh,
like,
my gosh.
No, it was a Spartan workout, not a Spartan diet.
Oh, you
sorry.
Said Spartan diet.
Sorry,
okay.
I meant to say Spartan workout.
Yeah.
It was like a lot of sprints, a lot of, you know, like, you know, you had like it's five times a week.
I'm assuming it was like a major cut because all those guys have like the Spartans have like
well, not necessarily. It was. I mean, you were still increasing weight every week. I mean, it wasn't like like I said, the diet was kind of up to you. Like, we took some supplements, like we took like a post-workout to where, you know, had like a lot of glutamine in it to where you didn't feel sore the next day, so you could work out 5 times a week and not feel sore at all the whole week. And then we have, like, you know, I want to say it was like an animal-based protein powder that they had. And then they had like
eggs? Egg protein powder?
I don't know. And like we had like it was called like arginine or something. Like it was like pretty much a creatine type thing. So I mean, those. And then we took a Catalyst, which was actually, yeah, like what he said, a cutter. Like it was a fat burner slash, you know, it had like taurine and guarine and all that stuff an energy drink. So it had like the caffeine in it to where it gave you the energy and, you know, it helped you cut the fat, and then you were doing all these workouts that helped build it, and then we were taking the protein and the post so we could keep going. So it was pretty intense.
Get that out of here. He's showing us like...
But yeah.
Truffles?
Chocolate truffles. Look at that.
Just sniffing them.
Clinton's reverting back to his...
Yeah, right.
No, that's really cool. Like...
Yeah, no, it was... Yeah, it was...
But like, how do you... So you're saying that you don't want to come work out? Because if you don't, no, that's cool. Like,
no, I can, but it's just a matter of kind of like, you know, because I live kind of on the other side of town. I have my own gym. Yeah, it's like a 40-minute commute. Okay. But like, also, you know, it's I have to go off of one of you guys having a guest pass for me, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, there's that much that goes into it to where that you know, that little bit could be enough for me to be like, oh, well,
yeah,
it's not worth the drive if I can drive literally 2 minutes to my gym.
No, I agree. If you're in the zone right now to work out by yourself and you know what to do, like, I wouldn't even tell you how to work out. Like, I could give you tips.
Yeah, no, it was cool working out with you guys because, I mean, I did learn a couple new workouts that I definitely use in my routines now.
Yeah, because I never did, like, deadlifts, back squats, any of that stuff, and I love it now. Like, I love doing all those now. So, but yeah, go ahead.
Just the ones that, you know, you guys were doing that one. I don't know, you guys still doing that one guy's workout?
No, we stopped that. Like, we did it for what, like 6 weeks?
And then I was kind of following it, like, with you guys. I'd ask my brother, hey, what day are you guys on? And I'd like do that on my own. Yeah. But
once we got into it, we kind of just were like, okay, we're just going to do like chest stuff and then just try and do as max we can do on that. And then we'll do like this. And then like Justin threw in some, you know, we'll do flies and then we'll do push-ups and we'll do like a drop set of that or something. Like we would just kind of take whatever his was that day and like tweak it, or which stuff we liked and stuff that we thought would work. And some of his workouts we couldn't do in the gym because they just didn't have the equipment. Yeah. So we did his for like 6 weeks and then we kind of did our own thing for like 3 or 4 or 5.
Yeah.
And then we just started doing CrossFit. But yeah, so if you want to do that, like, yeah, I could help you. Like, I have a list on my phone, I could send it to you, whatever. It's kind of hard because like all these people want to do it, and it's like, but if you're serious about it, you're telling me you're serious about it, then we'll work. And if you want to go out and drink one night,
no, I can quit that.
I would work with someone who wouldn't go 100%, but I, for my own like validation, I just want to do someone 100%, see how you feel, whether or not it works for you, whatever, tweak it maybe as we go, you know. And there's other things that go with it, like physiology and psychology, that you're going to have to understand, because it's going to seem weird, you know what I mean, like the whole not eating breakfast and eating fat throughout the day and proteins and stuff like that. Like, and well, I mean, with the food,
I mean, is this something that you're kind of wanting to write your own diet for somebody, like a diet plan, or is it something that you want someone to like mirror you and mimic exactly what you're doing?
I would rather make a diet plan because I think someone would be able to stick to it, because I don't think you would be able to do what I do. Like, could you? I wake up, have coffee, coconut oil, butter. Most people aren't going to do that.
I usually have coffee in the morning, yeah.
Well, if you, like, I could tell you, get this coconut oil from here, get this exact type of...
How would a sleep schedule fit into this? Because, like, I have to kind of...
Whatever, get as much or however much sleep you need to feel rested.
You want to break those out?
Yeah.
So, like, I've heard that with this diet, like, you need less sleep. And sometimes at night, I'll like try to go to bed at like 10 or 11, and I just won't be tired. But when I go to bed and I wake up at like 6, like 5:30, 6 in the morning, I'm not like...
You wake up at 5?
Yeah, I just wake up with the sun.
Is like, groggy even a word in your dictionary anymore?
Okay, man, to another level.
A little bit, sometimes. Like, sometimes especially when I go out and I stay out too late and then I come back, I'm messed up. Like, I feel really weird the next morning because I didn't get that sleep.
Yeah.
So I've kind of become sensitive to my body in a way. So.
But you take naps though, don't you?
Yeah, when I get home from work, I try to take naps. It might be like a 10-20 minute power nap or something, but I don't really like napping because I like to go deep into sleep. But yeah,
I need that inception sleep.
It would have been nicer to go over things like this weekend, but I mean, I just posted it today, so that's my fault. But
It's really not that hard.
It's not that hard because most diets, the problem with, I think, most healthy diets, quote unquote, is the calorie restrict. I'm not going to calorie restrict you. You're going to eat as much as you want. But I'm going to tell you that your body does not need as much energy as you have been told it does. Meaning like maybe it does need like 2,000 calories or whatever, but... Like, I don't know. I could go over what I eat. I have not done, like, a calorie count on it just because I don't think they're very accurate. But, I don't know. I might eat 2,000 calories a day, maybe 2,500.
Total fat?
Huh?
Total fat?
Yeah, but, like, a two stick of butter, that's only, like, 200 calories. And then coconut oil, that's, like, 300 calories in the morning.
Stick of butter?
So, but like I said, I'm not going to calorie restrict
you. Another question with it, what are the expenses on this diet? Is it a kind of a pricey diet?
You could afford it, because I can afford it.
Yeah, okay, well. But you're saying that it is a little...
But you're not going to eat out. Do you eat out often?
A month of not eating out.
Yeah, I can do that.
Yeah. It's all self-control.
Yeah, I have pretty good self-control. It's just when I don't have a reason, you know, like, then what's the, you know, like...
You answer to me, that's... No, I'm just kidding. Like, I'll know, dude. I'll know. No, so yeah, like, if
Is that
you...
an onion ring I smell on you, bro?
If you calculate, like, the cost of eating out, like, what... Give me a typical you eating out from XYZ Corporation. What is it? How much does it cost?
I mean, with tip, you know, and like, I mean, it depends on if I'm getting a drink. You know, it's going to be around $20.
$20 a meal.
Yeah.
Extrapolate that to every meal being $20. I know that's not what happens, but it's just a thought experiment.
Right.
20 meals. So let's assume you eat 3 meals a day, 7 days a week, $20 a meal. So 3 times 7 is 21, times 20 is what? $400. That's $400 that you're spending. Like I said, you're not going to spend that much.
Right.
Not in groceries. Like, you'll spend $100 a month or a week in groceries. Like, did I just do a month? Or did I do a week?
You did a week.
Yeah, I did a week. Yeah. Okay. Short-term memory, right? No. So like, that's what we're talking about. So if you don't eat out, you are going to spend less. Like, it's not going to be that less because,
right,
like I said,
right,
you don't eat out every meal. But, you know, if you take 3 eating out meals out, that's $60. And that could buy you a lot of groceries.
Yeah.
And a lot of the stuff I buy, and I suggest to you, do you have Costco membership? We can go to Costco together. Can we go to Costco? I can show you, like, what I buy, and, like, it's in bulk, and it'll last you, like, a long time.
I mean, after, like, a couple weeks, you'll get the hang of it, you'll be able to just do it yourself.
Yeah, you can do it yourself. Like I said, I can send you a list of stuff that you could eat, and it won't be too bad. You're cool with butter and coffee and coconut oil anymore?
Sure. I mean, I can try. I mean,
it's not bad.
I told Keith about it. And he sent me a text, I think the day of or the day after he tried it, and he told me that the cognitive benefits of it were real. Like, which I don't know what his exact experience is with it, but like, the first time I did it, like, I went to work and I was done in like 2-3 hours. And it usually takes me like 4 or 5. You know, like, it was just, I was so like on fire. It's crazy.
This girl is on fire.
So,
AJ's butter coffee energy drink.
But it's not mine. It's someone else's. I can't take it from them. But I'm trying to, like, you know, introduce people to it. But so if you're cool, it's better if you blend it. Can you blend something? Do you have like a blender or?
I got a Vitamix at work.
Do you use it yourself? That's what I blend mine in.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'll tell you. Take like a cut of butter. You know, like that thick and that wide. You know, and then you put like a tablespoon of coconut oil in it, and then just pour the coffee in there, blend it up, and drink it. It tastes really good. And some mornings you can do whey protein, put whey protein in it, and that's on a day you're not doing fast, but you're gonna get fat and protein. That's good. Like it's no carb in the day, a little bit of carb, like you can eat salad or something like that. But at nights, after your workout, you're gonna eat. Like just fruits, like fruit smoothie with whey protein. And then the next meal after that, you can do whatever you want. You just want one meal after it, just one big carb and protein meal, you can do that. Or what I do is I have like a big shake, like a medium big shake, and then a sweet potato, which is really high carb. Some kind of meat, like if you want grass-fed lamb, grass-fed beef. Chicken or fish, and then I usually have the salad that I made tonight, but sometimes I don't put like avocado.
Do you like fish? I know your brother doesn't.
Do you like fish?
Yeah, no, yeah.
Yeah.
You like fish sticks?
Was that like a South Park thing?
Yeah.
Kanye? Was that Kanye over here?
Icon.
Shut up.
Fish is easy, it's quick. It's like 10 minutes to cook.
And yeah, so. Maybe, I mean, I guess it would have been good to do it on this one, but I could run down exactly what to eat. But I'll send you a link to something that'll show you what to eat, and then I can like tell you like how I do it myself. You know. And plus, I think it'd be good. Like people should learn how to cook their own food. Like, you know what I mean? I don't know what you cook at home. What do you usually eat in a day?
In mornings, it's usually like I said, the breakfast completely changes. Sometimes it's eggs. Toast. Sometimes it's like a fruit smoothie at work because we have those. Or sometimes I skip it completely and I'll drink coffee and then I'll eat something later in the day. Like to work, I've been taking like some yogurt and honey bunches of oats. I'll just kind of mix them in there. And that's that. I mean, that's typically the breakfast. Lunch, like I said, usually like a sandwich, like a ham sandwich. Some chips, some sun chips, some tea.
Sun chips are not healthy whatsoever.
And then for dinner, you know, Clinton kind of showed this to me. It's like, just kind of make, like what he did tonight, kind of just grill a bunch of food and just eat, you know, eat the leftovers throughout the week. So I'll usually grill like some chicken breasts and tilapia, and then I'll try and mix like a vegetable with it or something, or like mm-hmm. you know. And I mean, that's pretty much it. But you know, there are some days, you know, where it's like, oh, you know, Taco Bell sounds pretty good.
yeah.
Bean and cheese burrito from Nico's.
Yeah.
Carl's Jr. You know, so like, that's what I'm saying. It's not a consistent thing, you know. It's not. It's not something that I feel like I have to do. You know, it's not like I'm 40 and have terrible health and I need to get my shit together. You know, it's.
Yeah.
You know, it's I'm young and I can still kind of eat whatever the hell I want. And that's kind of where.
But I'm trying to
do a healthier.
Yeah.
Diet, you know, just to kind of get, you know, more accustomed to eating like that in the future, but.
Well, I think, like, in the mornings, if you ate eggs, you can eat eggs in the morning, that's fine. Just don't eat bread. You don't eat bread, you don't eat legumes, you don't eat beans, whatever. Vegetables, fruit, some types of healthy fats, like extra virgin olive oil, uncooked. Avocado is really good. Coconut oil. You can cook with coconut oil or grass-fed butter, and I'll tell you which one to get. It's what I get. It's not. It's actually not too expensive. Like, it's still cool. It's still cool. But and I kind of want other people here. So, So and then, like, I have some spices that I use on stuff, and I could like show you how I spice up my food without adding like a bunch of junk to it or whatever. You know. Or like how I like make my salad good, like today, like that was good. So, you know, just add like lime or tomatoes with avocado, just makes everything like taste really good. You know, You just take tomatoes, cut them up, put it with an avocado, like mix it up, put onions in there. It's really good. It's good for you. Yeah. This diet is not only just like a diet that'll help you work out better or whatever. It's also like really healthy. Have you ever had like your blood work done recently?
That'd be good. I was like in middle school, I think.
That'd be a good like benchmark to go off of.
Okay.
But because I have mine, I've gone off that, and mine are better than they were the previous year and the year before that, and every year. So.
Well, June 1st is a Saturday. If you want to start it.
This Saturday.
This Saturday.
Yeah. I'll give you my entire.
If you want to give me stuff throughout the week,
Saturday and Sunday.
Okay. Well, I'm also saying like if you want to send me your emails throughout the week, I can kind of get stuff going.
RomanoPodcast@gmail.com.
Is that what it is?
Is that real?
It doesn't go to me. It goes to Justin. I think. I don't know. I'll send you my email.
We've already got the domain. We're locking down the domain name Fittest Man
Alive. For $12. Fittest Man. No. But yeah, that's cool. I mean, I feel like you are down and you have the self-control. Because you don't have other issues to deal with in your life right now. Like, you don't have, like, I don't know, you said, we don't have to get into detail on that. like you're not going through shit right now.
No.
Like, you're not smoking. And
like I said, I'm very, like, carefree and worry-free right now. And it's I just don't have any, like, I don't have the need to have a drive to do something.
Yeah.
You know, like, I'm not trying to impress anyone. I'm not trying to, you know.
So yeah, that'd be perfect. Plus you're single, living by yourself. You can make your own decision. You won't be, you know,
influenced.
Because if your girlfriend will say, you know, oh, let's go out to dinner, then you're kind of, you have to go out to dinner. And it's like nothing at any of these places have 100% good for you.
Honestly, I've always felt like having a girlfriend made me choose better decisions. Just in the fact of like, I never want to like, hey, baby, you want to get some Carl's Jr. tonight? Like, are you feeling a Western bacon cheeseburger?
You don't want her to be all bloated?
No, it's more of like, hey, let's cook some chicken or something. Let's,
No, there's actually a girl that I went on a date with a long time ago. Long time ago. We were talking about going somewhere and, like, I don't know, I said something about, like, the melting pot or getting steak or something, and she's like, oh, you don't want me like bloated or something. I was like, it was out of nowhere. So we ended up seeing a movie. It wasn't really a date, but whatever, you know. But it's weird because most people make bad decisions when they're out of it.
Right.
Generally going out. Yeah.
But. No, man, like I said, I will give you June 1st to June 30th.
Okay.
And then, you know, if we'll see, we'll have updates and stuff, and we'll see what happens, and and if, you know, if I continue to go on, then maybe other people will definitely want to jump on board, and if not, then maybe someone else will work, and, you know.
Yeah. Like I said, we could tweak it and see how
it goes. I feel like this is the perfect span of time, because I literally have nothing going on this summer.
Okay.
To where, you know,
no, that's so
fair cool. game.
And that's what I need. Like, I need someone who's willing to do that. And yeah, supplements for workout. Like,
should we make a documentary on this?
Do you want to? We could do it. A Vine documentary. 6 seconds.
So,
Clinton and Justin left because they're obviously bored of their minds.
They're hungry, bro.
They're hungry and they're second meal. I'm complete. Are you full from that?
Yeah, I'm full.
Yeah. You know why? That's all filling food, okay? Satiation.
What are they blending in there? What are you guys blending?
Yeah, what are you guys doing?
I'm gonna vine it.
You're gonna vine it? Alright, so I think we'll end the podcast on that note, with Ken signing up. And I'll try and help out other people throughout the week, because some people also signed up. They'll hit me up on Facebook or whatever, which is really cool. I think it's cool that people are willing to do that. And honestly, I'm just here, like, I want to help people, like, get, you know, their health in check. You know, it'd be cool if everyone lived a long time with me, you know. I'm just sitting here talking to myself while everyone's away. So, all right, we'll sign off here, Bromano Podcast. We're going to call this number 4.
What?
Number 5.
Number 5.
It's going to be number five. It's number five. All right. So thanks for joining us. Yeah, thanks a lot.
It's easy to get to when there's more people out there.